here we go. You know what time it is. It's time for another edition of the 2-2 Podcast. Listen, I'm so glad and grateful you could join me today. We are going to do an episode today. It's going to be very, very thought-provoking. And I don't want you to miss a moment of it. So you know the move. Grab your friends. Grab your family. Grab your coworkers. Grab those people you don't like. Don't forget your notebook, your iPad, your laptop, whatever you need to take notes. Let's lock in, y'all. See you in a minute. Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the 2-2 Podcast. First and foremost, thank you to all of you who listened to last week's episode. I can't say enough how grateful I am to have you all listen to this show. Even with me taking a few months off of a hiatus and just delaying the relaunch a little longer than expected. So many unexpected things happened in the past few months that have been very, 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 you know, life-changing and have really propelled me into some different spaces. But I'm eternally and forever grateful for the experiences and the different things that have happened in the last few months. And I'm really, really excited about what's about to happen in the next, in the upcoming few months between now and, you know, the end of the year, to be exact, going into 2023. So be on the lookout for all of that. So that being said, let's get to work. If this is your first time, your first time in a long time, welcome and welcome back. I hope I say something to you that challenges you, that changes you, that causes you to say enough is enough with struggle, with pain, with not feeling like you're enough. I pray that I say something in these next few moments that causes you to want to break the chains that have been holding on, you've been held on or bound to for a long time. And I make this promise and say it with me. If you've been on this show, if you listened to this show for as long as you've had, if I've been saying this, I'm like Anita Baker. I give you the best that I got at all times. So again, if this is your first time, your first time in a long time, welcome and welcome back. Okay, let's get to work. So today we're talking about self-sabotage. Self-sabotage. If you're like me, if you would allow me to be transparent for just a few minutes, one of my biggest issues sometimes is self-sabotage. What does that mean? Sometimes when I have a good thing, I find it too good to be true. So I self-sabotage. Or if I find myself in a place where there's somebody that likes me, I self-sabotage. We all have moments in our life, or have had moments in our life, where we have self-sabotaged a situation, a good thing, a good opportunity. And there was a point in my life where I said to myself, yeah, I can't and won't continue to self-sabotage or ruin anything that was intended for me, or ruin any relationship or friendship that was intended for me to be in. Do I have moments to this day where I'm very apprehensive? Absolutely. And sometimes that's based on, things actually being too good to be true. And, you know, putting my trust and putting my eggs all in one basket only to find out that I was I would be met by my own disappointment and my own frustration. And so with that, I would, you know, get close to people, or I would get close to a situation that sounds good, that looks good. But sometimes that inner critic, that inner me that can be the enemy,
can be a factor in self-sabotage. And so for a little bit, I want to talk about something that really kind of really, you know, as I was writing this episode, as I was getting ready for this episode, there was a thing that I read, and it is about the self-sabotage formula. The self-sabotage formula. And let's just talk about, before we get to it, let's just talk about the 10 signs of self-sabotage first. And so some of those signs are procrastinating. Saying you're going to do something, and we've all been there, please believe. Sometimes our biggest procrastination, types of procrastination, are like at the beginning of the year when we make New Year's resolutions. And this is not to judge anybody, because I, for one, am one of those people where I make a New Year's resolution and it'll be, I'm going to stop doing this, or I'm going to stop eating this, or I'm going to stop talking this way, I'm going to stop acting this way, or I'm going to, you know, be quieter, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to approach this situation a little bit different, I'm going to approach that situation a little bit differently. But then all of a sudden, I find myself in a place where I procrastinate. And sometimes in some places, in some spaces, we don't realize that we're procrastinating. We don't realize that. But in fact, we are. Sometimes procrastination comes from a fear of what would come if we actually did it. Or procrastination comes from, you know, a fear of what other people think, what other people will say, how other people will treat us when we make this change. And procrastination really comes when in situations where we're trying to get rid of people that we're not supposed to be tied to or connected to, or breaking a generational curse that we're not supposed to be connected to. Procrastination can be a big thing in self-sabotage. With self-sabotaging yourself. That's so redundant. Procrastination is one of them. The second one is people pleasing. That's self-sabotage. People pleasing. Show of hands. I know you can't see me and I can't see you, but for research purposes, I want to quiz the audience, if you will. How many people are just like me, recovering people pleasers? Retired people pleasers, retiring from the job of being a people pleaser, recovering from the addiction of people pleasing. So many times we self-sabotage our dreams, our goals, and even our identity by people pleasing. One of the biggest things in the world that you don't want to, biggest things in the world, biggest mistakes that you don't want to make is self-sabotaging your identity. People pleasing. Bending over backwards for a person who wouldn't crack a knuckle for you. Climbing mountains for people who wouldn't climb a hill for you. Jumping off of cliffs for people who wouldn't jump off the curb for you. Need I say more? And so, if you're like me, you finally got to a place where you said, I refuse to sabotage my identity to make people feel, to make people like me, to cause people to like me or respect me or anything of the sort. I will not sacrifice me. Aha. There's somebody on here listening. Let me talk to him, Stevens. I think I will. I'm doing the best I can with a hostile crowd. This may be triggering somebody at the very moment. Because right now, at this very moment, and not judging anybody, you're a people pleaser right now. You're in a place where you want to be accepted so bad that you will do whatever it takes, including sabotaging your own identity, sabotaging who you are, sacrificing who you are just so people will like you. And gone are the days where I sabotage myself to please others. As Cookie says on Power to Lucius, y'all know they've made it a sound bite. They made it a TikTok. They made it everything. You've seen videos of it that have been hilarious. But there's a little truth in this. And here it is. Here are the words. I've got to put me first. We got to put ourselves, we got to be in a situation where we stop being people pleasers and we say, I got to put me first in this situation. I was not put on this earth to be a people pleaser. Because if they didn't like you before, it doesn't matter what you do at this point. And I know I'm going on a tangent, but I need you to understand. If they didn't like you before, they're not going to like you now. No matter what you do to try to please them, no matter what you give to them, no matter what you say, no matter what you change, no matter where you go, no matter how much money you have, no matter where you live, there will be people in your life that will never be pleased with what you do, no matter how much you do for them. And you have to refuse again to stop, to sabotage. You have to refuse to sabotage your character, your identity, your purpose for people who don't care. Let's move on, because I'll stay on that for the entire episode. And we got a lot of material to go through. Negative self-talk is number three. Negative self-talk. All those moments where it doesn't seem like things are moving fast enough. It doesn't seem like things are looking good. All those moments where it doesn't feel like you're in a great place. You can't see the progress. You can't feel the progress. You can't hear the progress. And so what you do is, this is how you self, this is another version of self-sabotage. What you say. What you say has impact on what you do. Allow me to use the proverb that I use so much, that I've used for myself and I've given to others so they can change the way that they talk about themselves. Allow me to use it. Watch your thoughts. They become your words. Watch your words. They become your actions. Watch your actions. They become your habits. Watch your habits. They become your character. And watch your character. It becomes your destiny. Your thoughts become your words, y'all. Negative self-talk is a big, big factor in self-sabotage. A lot of people talk themselves out of something amazing, not understanding that they're on the precipice of something great. They're right there. Right at that moment, and they self-sabotage it. They ruin it for themselves in some way, shape, fashion, or form. They ruin it. They get discouraged. with discouragement becomes, with thoughts of discouragement become words of discouragement, not from others. And sometimes, and let me parenthetically insert this. It is not often the words of others who cause us to sabotage everything. A lot of times, it's the words of our own. What we say to ourselves daily. What are you saying to yourself daily that causes you to self-sabotage? What are you saying to yourself at night before you go to bed? What are you saying to yourself before you go to work? What are you saying to yourself before you coach a game? What are you saying to yourself before you go teach a class? What are you saying to yourself before you go do your daily everything? Go through your daily life. What are you saying as soon as you get up? Negative self-talk is a big characteristic of self-sabotage. And I found myself, and I'm being transparent throughout this episode because I need you guys to understand that as I'm talking to you, I'm talking to myself, because oftentimes I have to remind myself about what I say, about watching what I say and watching what I do and watching what I think. And refusing to allow myself to talk myself out of something great. Negative self-talk is another characteristic of self-sabotage, or a sign of self-sabotage. Fourth one is waiting for the perfect time to start. Start now. Progress may be slow. You may not get the support you want. And that's okay. You might have to do it alone. You might be scared, but I had to learn how to do some things with this. Sometimes you have to learn how to do it scared. A lot of times you have to learn how to do it alone. Supported or not, I'm completing the mission that is at hand. Whether I have to do it alone, whether I have to do it with a group of people, whether they agree with it or not, support it or not, I'm completing my mission. I have a job to do. And I'm not going to wait for the perfect time to start, or I'm not going to wait for the opinions of others. And I'm not going to wait for people to say, for people to agree with it. I'm not waiting for people to affirm me for it in order for me to start. I'm trusting God's timing. And if God says now, do it now. You cannot be lethargic. And I know what somebody's saying, but you don't know what my situation is. You don't know what's going on. You don't know. I don't have the money for it. I don't have the time. It's so much going on. I get it. I understand. I've been in that place. I didn't feel like I had the resources for it, or the time for it, or I didn't think it was the right time for it. But when God says step, step. Another one is not setting or upholding boundaries. Sometimes you gotta set boundaries for yourself. You gotta say enough is enough with some situations. You have to let people know you're not gonna talk to me any type of way in this situation. I got something I'm trying to do, and I don't need a whole lot of negative talk, because I've had to talk myself. I've had to set boundaries for myself about myself. Sometimes you got to set boundaries for yourself. Here it is, about yourself. But within the midst of that, you got to learn how to set boundaries for people. Because you got to refuse to allow people to just talk you out of anything, to just talk to you any type of way, into a situation where you sabotage yourself. I refuse to allow the opinions of people to cause me to cause derailment and division and chaos in my own mind, to the point that I never accomplish or I never am who I'm called to be. You have to set boundaries for yourself. Boundaries are a big deal. Here it is. Here it is. We're almost there. We're almost there. Making excuses or justifying behavior. We can put that next to procrastination. Making excuses. We've all made excuses. Sometimes those excuses are these: that you don't feel like you're enough, you don't feel like you're enough, you don't feel like you deserve what you're working for, you don't feel like people will understand, you don't feel like you would fit in. You don't feel like you would do enough to continue to be a part of a circle or a group or a part of an elite crew or anything of the sort. Excuses. And because of those excuses, you lower yourself. You play down to your competition. Allow me to tell a story. You know, there's one thing I always tell a team, because I coach basketball, and I always tell teams, and also this is what I hear with my tennis instructor, my tennis coach, to never play down to your opponent. No matter who the opponent is, never play down to your opponent. Never play down to your opponent. We always are in a situation where we look at something and we play down to, and I never want to be in a situation where I lower myself because of excuses. I don't want to make excuses. Because excuses can be a form of self-sabotage, a characteristic of self-sabotage. I don't want to be in a place where I make excuses, and I don't want to lower myself or play down when I should be playing up, when I should be ready to go at all times. Surrounding yourself with unsupportive people. We've all been around unsupportive people. We've been around people who say that they care, but behind your back, they're hoping you lose. They're hoping you fail. And by unsupportive people, we're talking about the people that call themselves supporting you and call themselves giving you constructive criticism and calling themselves giving you advice. And calling themselves going, oh, better you than me. Couldn't be me. Newsflash, is not you. And you're going to stop talking like that around me. Or else you're not going to be around me. We don't have room these days. We're going into the second half of 2022. The year is almost up. The year is halfway done. Almost. We're going into the second half in a couple of weeks. And we don't have time going into the second half of 2022 for unsupportive people. Because unsupportive people will cause you to self-destruct. I talk about that a lot on this show, about the people that you're around. But allow me to reiterate this point, that the people you are around, you have to watch the people you're around, because some of the people you're around are not supportive of what you do, who you are, what you're trying to be, and what God has called you to be. Watch the people you connect yourself with day and night, because they are plotting and scheming to try to get you to a place where you're so discouraged that you quit, only to take your idea. And this is not, you know, some conspiracy theory or some way to some scare tactic. This is true. There are people around you that are waiting to replace you. Don't quit. Don't give up. If you have to replace them, those people that aren't supportive, so be it. It is what it is. God will place the right people in your life that won't speak a word, an ill word about your dream or about who you are, that will hold you accountable to make sure that you're walking in the trueness of your identity, the authenticity of your identity, that won't allow you to continue to be in the cycle of self-sabotage. I refuse to have people around me. I know I'm talking about people again in the middle of a conversation about self, but I need you to understand that this piece right here is important, because there are people that will cause you to continuously be in the perpetual loop of self-sabotage. I don't want to be in a loop of, I want to be in a continuous loop of self-sabotage. I'm trying to break a cycle. I'm trying to break cycles in the second half of 2022. Whatever those cycles are, whatever those bad habits are, I'm trying to break those cycles. And sometimes it involves cutting some ties, cutting some people loose. Talk to him, Stevens. I think I will. Better yet, I'm talking to myself. I'm breaking cycles. You have to say that to yourself. Tap yourself as you're listening to this episode. Put the pen down. Stop typing. If you're writing notes, I want you to tap yourself and say that in the second half of 2022, I am breaking cycles. I'm breaking the bad habit cycle. I'm breaking the self-sabotage cycle. Because I refuse to be in a place where I continuously ruin and destroy my dreams and my purpose and my identity and my sense of authenticity, the sense of identity, to be correct. I refuse to be in that place. Because of self-sabotage. And finally, the last two is getting off track when you start to see progress. We talked about that at the beginning of this episode, where we lose track when we're getting started. We're just getting rolling. We're ready to roll. We're ready to go. We're seeing some progress. We're telling ourselves, we're telling ourselves, don't despise the day of small beginnings. But sometimes we think it's too good to be true at some point, and we stop. And I don't want to get off track anymore. I'm refused to get off track. I'm tired of getting off track when I see a little progress. I'm tired of stopping when I see a little progress. I'm tired of stopping when I see a little progress, minuscule progress. Who dares despise the day of small beginnings? And I refuse to allow anybody to just, you know, minimize my progress. I refuse to minimize my progress. I refuse to say, you know, it ain't all that. It's just a little bit. It ain't that serious. Because some progress is progress nonetheless. And sometimes you got to climb one step at a time before you see the whole staircase. That's what progress is. One step at a time. Sometimes you'll take big steps. Sometimes you'll take little steps. Sometimes you'll stay at a step to get that step right in order to get to the next level. The progress is taking one step at a time. Don't quit because you're not taking big steps. Because sometimes the reason why we don't take big steps is because we're not prepared mentally, psychologically, spiritually, sometimes financially, to take that big step. And we have to prepare ourselves. We have to be prepared to take those big steps when it's time to take that big step, to make that big move. But for the time being, take those little steps until it's time for you to take the big steps. And don't allow the cycle of self-sabotage to be the reason why you stop at one step. And the last one, not keeping promises, the promises you make to yourself. Remember we talked about New Year's resolutions? Oh, Lord, I promise to get in shape. I promise to eat right. I promise to read my Bible more. I promise to read more. I promise to go back to school. I promises. What three OW say? I'm getting real tired of your broken promises. Have you ever had to tell yourself that? Yeah, I've had to tell myself that a lot in the past few years. I've asked this question before on this show, and I want to ask this again. What have you promised yourself that you haven't taken a step to get to? What have you promised yourself? Did you promise yourself that you would no longer allow yourself to be abused by people? Have you promised yourself that you were going to get in shape? Have you promised yourself that your finances were going to get better in this year? What have you promised yourself that you haven't adhered to? That you haven't taken the step, taken the necessary steps to make it happen? What have you promised yourself? I promised I wouldn't be around certain people. But somehow, for some reason, let me be transparent again, I'm still connected to some people that I shouldn't be connected to. Maybe it's out of fear. Maybe it's because I'm comfortable. Maybe I'm stepping on somebody's step and dropping off a gift at the moment. I'm just going to drop this off where you live, and I'm going to keep on pushing. Sometimes it's fear when we can't get rid of people. Sometimes it's because we're comfortable. Sometimes it's fear of change when we're moving from one direction to another. Sometimes it's because we're comfortable. We get comfortable in a place that we shouldn't be. And the minute we see a little bit of change or we get a little bit of discomfort, we ruin it all just to go back to a comfort zone that we shouldn't be in. I promised myself this year that I would get out of this place. I promised myself that I was going to do better for myself. I promised myself that I was going to be better. I was going to walk better. I was going to talk better. I was going to take command of some situations. I was going to get rid of some people. I was going to get rid of some bad habits. But we get comfortable. So I'm challenging you today. Look at what you are comfortable in that you should not be in at this moment. Look at where you are. What have you promised yourself? What have you been saying? What have you been doing? What cycles do you need to break in order to stop sabotaging yourself? I challenge you to do inventory and inspection on some things. And I promise you, you'll break the cycle of self-sabotage. Hey, listen, thank you for joining the show today. Don't forget to follow the show page and my personal page. The show page is 22 underscore podcast. That is 22 underscore podcast on Instagram. And my personal page at Alex J underscore live. That is Alex J underscore live. Please don't forget the 22 podcast has merch. That's on 22apparel.threadless.com. That is 22apparel.threadless.com. See you soon.